We were on our way to San Jose, or on the Santa Monica thing, when Ringelblum said he thought things were looking good for me, but he had messed up. All he had in his fridge were bowls of polenta and tiny boxes of sun-made raisins. His daughter picked when she came to stay, and we went to an old green pool to watch her train for the college swimming team. Then his son turned up too. There was some kind of trouble with his talking. It came out in lumps. "I messed up," Ringelblum said. "But I got someone in Michigan. You, though, you're doing good." "Well," I said, "maybe, but sometimes I wonder if I'm crazy trying to support seven people and what I do." "That's the world's first McDonald's there," he said. "You can buy jeans for $20 at Crazy Joe's." "You know what I like," I said, "going round the corner to Noah's, buying a cinnamon bagel, crossing the street, buying a magazine, and sitting right there and eating the bagel and reading the magazine." Ringelblum said, "I could make it work for you out here. Does your wife like it here?"
"She loves it. She bust her kishkas to come here in the 70s.
"Ha! I never heard that. Kishkas I heard. Bust your kishkas? That I never heard." I needed him to take me to a kid's bookstore to buy The Old Woman Who Lived in a Vinegar Bottle for her. It was a joke between her and me about her always wanting more. When I got back to England, she wasn't there. Said she got held up. It was lies. She was seeing someone else. On the phone, Ringelblum said he sounds like an asshole. "But she told me she likes assholes," I said. "Told me 6 months ago. I thought she meant me."